There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Yes. Hey, what is happening here? It's party time in Dion's phone. We are back with Daddy Issues once again.
Wait, we started?
Oh, we live. I was watching this time.
That was the most sneak I've ever. I didn't know at all.
Paying attention. We're back. Another episode of Daddy Issues. I'm still a dad, even though I don't see my sons anymore.
When's the last time you seen them? They're not even here.
When I took Sincere to school.
That was like a week ago.
About 2.5 weeks ago.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, Serene been working. He got a job, so he's been working. I invited them to Kendrick's birthday party, but they had the USC game they were going to.
And I figured when Cody was like, you think Tony's kids are coming? I was like, not anymore. We probably will never see them again.
Serene, he'll probably still show up, but like he probably would have came if they didn't already had a game plan. Because then he would have been over there for a little bit and then had to dip. So, but yeah, man, I guess I'm just done.
They'll see you on holidays.
One in college, one
your birthday perhaps.
Yeah.
They might call if they remember.
Mm-hmm. So, but you know, we text every day, so I guess that's a little something. But you know what? I'm coming to terms with it. I was like, man, woe is me. But now I'm just like, all right, let me just, you know. I feel better now that Sincere's in college because I feel like, all right, he's in school. So I don't have to really, you know, have that. Because I be having like work guilt. Career grind guilt is what I called it. Like,
yeah.
You know, because I'm always going on the road and, you know, I'll be feeling guilty. So.
Mine just came in.
Now that he's in school, I'm like, all right. He's in school.
Yeah.
I'm working to help pay for this tuition.
Exactly. So and they're not here. So it's not, you're not missing anything.
Right.
Yeah. Mine just kicked in now that they're older.
Yeah.
And they know. Mm. Like, every time I leave the house, you get on the airplane?
I was like,
no, man, I'm just going to the store. And I'd be like, damn it.
At any moment, you can be back on the ship.
And they know. They know, like, if he leaves. Every time I leave, bye. And I'm like, no, I'm just.
They want to know if it's
just going to the gym, man.
The big leave.
Just head back. So they be knowing now.
Yeah.
They don't be tripping. Would you?
Oh, duh. Yeah.
This weekend.
That's right.
I'll just plug that now, guys. We're going to be in Orlando.
Maybe we're going to be in Orlando.
Well, yeah.
Depending on this weather. So we're going to find out.
I don't even want to go no more.
Because I heard last time I checked on the Hurricane Dorian, it was going up towards like Georgia and North Carolina. But, you know, so I
being from here, I don't do hurricanes and stuff though, man. Like,
I can't even relate to the culture because that's a culture you just got to be.
I don't know what that is.
Hurricane season, y'all.
Let's patch up that. I would lose it.
That's like
I would lose,
and it'd be epic, man. You look at the videos; the water's all out the living room window.
It's tough to getting toe up,
man. I'd be feeling bad.
They'd be like, "Y'all got earthquakes? That's once in a while, and that don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You might break a vase,
right?
My whole house ain't being destroyed. There's been like two ridiculous huge earthquakes in my life.
What I don't like about earthquakes are the suddenness of it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't give you the, all right, there's an earthquake coming. You got 7 days to get there. At least with hurricanes, they're like, y'all need to evacuate. Yeah. I'm staying.
And but that's it. Like, the hurricanes is coming every time. They come in every time.
Earthquakes
every
come out of nowhere.
But a lot of times, you know, even when they come unannounced, they might just be like, here you go. Yeah. Like, just a lot. Like, I could deal with the earthquake because I've only, like I said, even in the big one that hit in the 80s.
Northridge?
No, the one in the bay that tore up the bridge and all that. Mm-hmm. We was in Hayward at the time, so we was in the center of it. I think we had a candy dish break and, like, something, like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. That one destroyed the bridge. And then it was like.
Man, people was on that bridge, huh?
Yeah, you know, people died.
With the Bay Bridge?
No, it was the the Bay Bridge. And so that one definitely.
That's scary, man. Yeah. You just happened to be on the bridge.
And it was when people it going out, you know what I mean? Because that's the bottom part. So then it was like,
See, that's.
But that was, like I said, that's one. I'm 34. That's been one hurricane every single year.
Every
I'm coming
year.
For your ass.
Yep.
Every year. Tearing up your house.
They come through with a new name, a new attitude.
Like, that's the same guy. No, I got a mustache on this time. It's a different guy. I'm Dory.
Right. Because hurricanes are always named after women, right? Mine is that
no? They just go in alphabetical order and
they switch
it.
Gender.
I think they switch. So the next one will be an E for a woman, I believe.
For a man,
yeah.
It was Dorian the guy?
I don't know. Is it a guy?
Dorian Gray. I think that's a man's name.
Sounds like a guy.
It's
yeah.
Because I know.
So the next one might be like Eleanor or something like that. You know,
Eleanor.
Something like that.
Man, the ones you remember like Katrina. That's the one everybody remembers. Yeah.
But that's because the first one before that was probably a J, some guy.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff.
Hurricane Jason. Yeah, I just don't want a Hurricane Tony to ever exist.
If it does, you just want it to be small, though.
Yeah, I just
you don't
want it
to
be under the radar. Hurricane Tony.
Came through, blew on some
landfall.
People and went up.
This is the official list on how to name hurricanes. I don't think they made it to Hurricane Tony last year, but it was on the list.
Yeah, it's girl boy.
Tony was on the list?
For in last year.
Order.
Oh, I'm not feeling that. So where we at right
Mine
now?
Mine will never be on there, so I'm not worried about it.
Yo, it's been a lot of earthquakes. Hurricane. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong year. Never mind. So Aaron would be next. So yeah. They already got the names mapped out. Hurricane Wendy coming
where'd it come up with these names?
I have no.
Alex, Bonnie,
Kirk,
Colin,
Karen, Kyle, Kate,
Hurricane Chris. Wasn't that a rapper?
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
Right.
I don't even remember what his song was.
Me neither.
He was a young dude. He had the braids.
Hurricane Chris, if you're watching, what you been doing?
I forgot what his song was.
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyway, Keon had a birthday party for Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. This weekend was fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the thing last night.
Games was played. And you know,
back to back game
night. Party, the adults be waiting out the kids, and we be like, all right, let's kick this up a notch. And then we start playing games, strippers. You know what I'm saying?
It was coke.
Swinging. Yeah, man. It's a big time thing.
The funny, I like when everybody is at the age where everybody has kids because then there's no watching of the kids. Like
they just go
the
play.
Kids was just running around all over the place, and we was like, cool, just stay out of my room, and I didn't care what they was doing.
Stay out the room, and then boom.
You heard a couple beatings, you know what I mean? People come in, run, and tell real quick, and go, you hit me in the head, or you fine, go back in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
They come in, I got hit in the head. Yeah. You good? Yeah. All right, go back in, and then they go back in. It's a good time, man.
Played games.
Food.
So
what more
food.
Can you ask?
We still got food in the fridge. I was
on
like,
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we did. So that was back-to-back game night.
Back-to-back. Oh, wait. When was yours?
Saturday.
Okay, and then Monday.
And then Sunday we took a day off
Sunday
to recover.
Was recovery. Recovery. I ain't eat too crazy on Sunday.
I did because Cody's mom was in town. So she said, let's go eat. So they were just ordering food. I was like, we have so much food.
Where y'all eat at?
Went to some Thai place. I mean, it was delicious, though.
Good old Thai. I love pad Thai. Man.
Oh, that's the only thing I get. That's the only thing I get.
Pad Thai.
And put the jalapenos and the peanuts.
Jalapenos?
Yeah, you can get it on there. Yeah, I want it hot.
It don't match the jalapenos on pad Thai.
It'd be good, too.
Well, definitely the peanuts.
Peanuts is all, yeah.
Yeah. Pad Thai is the lick.
I put the chili flakes. I put the sriracha. I put every hot chili, everything they got in there. I'm like, throw
it. You like spicy.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm like, throw it in.
I can't do it. My nose be running.
I don't like the spice where I can't taste it no more.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
It's just disrespect.
Yeah, that's just
now you can't even taste the food.
Yeah. I'm only here because I love to taste the food. I don't want you to spice it to the point where I'm like, well, what am I doing?
I'm like, how are you enjoying this?
Yeah.
It's that hot.
People be sweating. Eating. Why you want to sweat while you eating?
Running.
Now I got a shower while I'm eating.
You like,
stupid.
You all right? No, I had a spicy lunch.
Yeah.
Look like you on crack.
And then what it does to your stomach, you know what I mean?
Man, the bubble up.
Oh, them ribs. Yesterday, I told you they was going to come with a vengeance, man.
They came. They saw. They
it
conquered.
Was my fault. Like, I went too hard for not having ribs in that long.
That's a lot of work on the body, man.
And my body was like, oh, this is what we doing?
Yeah. That good old red meat process.
Rejected. Mm. Well, I think those were pork ribs, but either way.
Were they pork ribs?
Because, yeah, they were the small ones.
Yeah. Were they good, though?
They was good.
I wonder if you had Doughboy's ribs or Tahir's ribs.
I don't know. I saw the video, and I might have had both.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell there was a difference, and one was better than the other, but I don't know whose was who.
Right.
I just saw Kev's video.
Yeah, man. Maya, what we got going?
Well, first off, I want to talk to Tony about this picture his mother posted.
Oh.
Of him skating it up. We're going to put this on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagined when you first said it, I thought he was like little Tony. This is grown Tony right here.
Are you grown in this picture?
I was probably.
Yes. 2000. Look at the size of the jeans.
I'm thinking that's 97.
It's 97?
Mm-hmm. So I was 20.
20?
21 maybe. I'm thinking that's about 97 right there. Because I remember that shirt.
Jeans was big enough. It was somewhere late 90s, early 2000s.
So that's not a regular skating. So what moves can you do in roller skating?
I'm basic with it. Like, I can't skate backwards. I can't, you know, I can skate fast. Because I used to skate, like back in the day in Chicago, 80s, I really wanted a pair of skates. I'm talking about skating outside. I feel like kids don't skate outside no more. Then once they switched to rollerblade and everybody was doing that outside. But the regular roller skates, they're not really built for outside anyway. But we were skating outside. So I really wanted a pair of skates. My mom had found some, but they were pink. And so she painted them black. And I was like, yeah. You know, I was skating my ass off back in the day. I'd be outside just skating through the gravel in the alleys. It just wasn't, but once I hit that sidewalk, boom, I was out of here, man. By the Stateway Project, skating in Chicago. And then, but I didn't go to the rink a lot, you know what I'm saying? It was really just neighborhood
skating.
The rink
was where it was at, man.
Yeah, but like, because
the girls
live,
like the rink.
We didn't live by one at the time, so it was like, you know. And so, and then when I got older, I would go to the rink every now and then and have a good time. But I never learned how to skate backwards to do the tricks. I kept it simple, you know what I'm saying? Meat and potatoes skating. Just like, yeah, doing this, looking loose. But if I had to turn around and skate, that's when I'm just floating.
Did you ever, when you were on the streets, did you ever like, because not everybody always had a pair of skates or rollerblades.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get on the one, like the one person that had the bike, you hold on?
And stand on the,
No,
on the
no, bike. With your skates though. You just let them pull, and then they break away, and now you flying.
I think I did that
by yourself.
Because yeah.
All they do is, you know, they make the hard right, and
you just like, yeah.
Move it.
Yeah. I did that like one time. But skates was life, man. I was like, yeah, I like skating. And then I just, you know, life happens.
Would you take Sabrina up to Moonlight Rollerway up here? It's right on the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've been to a couple parties right there. You know, people be like, yo, we having a party for such and such up here, and I would go skate, do my little rounds, you know, and then just dip out. Then I always say, man, I should give me a pair of skates every time I go, because I don't like getting the ones they give you. I want my own. And then remember the they were like kind of like Nerf skates.
those
were the colorful ones that you could adjust the size.
Those are awful.
Yeah, I remember
those. Like the. They were not Nerf.
They were not Nerf, though, but they were like.
Like the little kid brands. The little
super
place.
Colorful.
Yeah, it was trash. It was like plastic.
Yeah.
It was trash.
Yep. And then, you know, the Baker Boys had the Heelys. You know, those little.
I remember those got popped.
Man, Sincere was. He was the master on those. He was just running. Just
well, those started making into music videos after a while because everybody. I mean, Usher had them on in the You Don't Have to Call video. Who else were them? Like, they was pop, because people could just slide all over the place. So they was just doing
We had those when I was a kid. Oh, you kidding me?
When I worked at Big Five, they was selling, like, crack. Like, kids was coming in, like, I want the, and I used to look at them, like, why do y'all want, they're so ugly.
Fun, though.
They was having a blast.
They were not. The Sears was legit visually, but, man, they looked fun. I was like, man, I kind of want a pair of these, watching them move.
You need ankle support, because that's the thing about the rental skates or any sneakers, is that when you try to do something, sometimes your ankle does one thing, or your foot does one thing, and the rest of your leg does another, so you can really mess up your foot. But if you got a pair of roller skates, I would definitely suggest you get some with serious ankle support, like Rydell's or something like that, that'll protect your ankle.
Yeah, because my ankle will snap off now, you know.
Is that what they're popular in, the skates?
It's
because growing up, they was like, football,
sporting equipment.
Yeah,
man.
But it was like, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't Nike. It was like the lower brand. Yeah. But if for skates, they were the getting
it done brand for sports. Rydell.
Yeah. But now, like, I don't even know they exist anymore.
They do, because it's the same as ice skates.
So they skate. They was like, we're going to be done with football, basketball. We're going to focus on the skating.
I'm not exactly sure.
Nobody wears them in other sports anymore.
Rydell. Right, New Balance old girl had on, Coco.
Oh, well, she's sponsored? Yeah.
They were ugly as hell.
Yeah. But she getting
those
money.
New Balance. Well, I was like, they couldn't give her a better shoe.
Yeah, see, that's all skate.
See, they got the low, they got the dress shoe skate. You going to put this on the YouTube for people?
I'm going to put this on the YouTube so people can.
And I'm all about
skates.
The black skate. That's the.
You know what's crazy? I'm like, them like lime green ones look dope.
I like skating, man. It's a good time.
Last time I went was Cornelia's party years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But I didn't even skate.
Yeah, I definitely skated.
And that was the last time I even been in a rink.
Yeah. Anytime I go to something at a rink, I'm skating. Because I wouldn't even feel complete, like, you know.
I think I didn't skate because I either had a show to go to or was coming from a show.
I think I remember, yeah.
Because I was in there real fast.
Was in and
I
out
forgot
for you.
Why I had to.
Hand me the skates.
Yeah, I forgot what happened. Why I had to leave so fast.
I want to skate now. Now that we're talking about it.
Moonlight right Roll there. Away.
Right there.
You can go roller skate. I will take you ice skating any day of the week.
That's where you go? Roller.
No, I don't roller skate.
Oh, okay. Ice skating is over there by.
There's a bunch in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So I could take you anytime.
Ice skating looks tough. That one blade. I don't like the one blade. That's why I don't like rollerblades, because it's just in the middle.
I don't think anybody liked rollerblades. It was just Mighty Ducks was so big. And it was like, they playing street hockey? I got to play street hockey.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up with rollerblades.
And I just hate the way they look when people be moving in them. Because I'm used to the skating visual. Like, when you skate, it looks better to me. Then I see rollerblading, I'd be like.
Well, skating does look better, especially in the rink when you watch, you know, what's the movie, ATL?
Oh, yeah.
Every skate scene was
roll
dope.
Roll bounce, yeah.
Every skate scene was dope. Right. I was like, well, yeah, this is amazing. But yeah, rollerblade, you think of like, I'm on the beach, on Venice.
When I see
like,
people doing it, and then everybody looks too safe.
Yeah.
They got the helmets, the little elbow guard, knee guards. I'd be like, man, take y'all safe asses out of here.
Well, not skaters. They wear the rollerblades, and they doing tricks and the whole nine.
You talking about
like Tony the Extreme, Exports.
Oh, yeah. That's a different ball.
That rollerblading is cold. Yeah. I'd be like, all right. I'm oh, down the that. Whole rail?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, only broke one bone. That's right. What's up. All right.
And skateboarders are fearless, man. Stuff they do. I'm amazed at the stuff they can do with their board. I'd be like, how do you know when the.
Didn't Sabrina roll?
She used to skate.
Yeah.
I don't know how good she was in that because she doesn't even do it now. But, like, you know. But, man, when I look at the footage of Cass riding on the rail and then landing it, I'd be like.
I was always amazed at skaters because I never got good at it because I couldn't afford to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I had to play, you know, I was like, I can't be messing around on this board. So I was always too scared because I was like. If I hurt, roll my ankle or something like that. That's
you going to get hurt.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't do it. But it looked dope. Like, I wanted to, but I was like, I can't.
The stuff they do is amazing. I'm just like, how?
I don't mess with tricks on cement. Cement is that.
They fearless, though.
Cement is not moving.
No.
It's like, I'm not going to cater to you. This is up to you. But I'm going to be right here. Hurt or not, I'm going to be right here. Cement ain't playing. What else going on?
A new study out of Boston University School of Medicine showed that optimists live longer by a lot. They said 10 to 15% longer, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a 50 to 70% greater chance of living past 85.
Oh, wow. Old. I'm about to get my optimism on.
Well, Tony and Keon, would your loved ones describe you as optimists?
Yeah. Realist, but optimistic, though. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not, like, I'm the type of person, like, if, like, my family, if anybody was to, God forbid, get cancer, they'd want it to be me because I'm like, oh, I'm going to beat this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be the, I got cancer, I'm
right.
out now.
Whoa,
if
was
I,
me.
If I got it, I'd be like, all right, how do we beat it? Let's go. I'm gonna knock this out. Like, so, yeah, I'm the, all right, not a big deal. Let's knock that out. It'll work out. I'm the it'll work out guy. Even when the stuff is trash, it'll work out. It'll be fine. They'll be like, but you got the needle in your neck. Ah, it'll be fine. Just a flesh wound. I'll be fine.
I don't know if I am or not. I can be. I'm optimistic when it comes to other people's stuff. When it comes to me, I'll be like, I don't know. I can go back and forth. But it depends on really how serious something is. Like in Keon's example about cancer, if I had it, I would be an optimist. I'm like, all right, well, then here we go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this, that, and the third. And I'm very good at, like, when it comes to medical stuff, following the rules, making the changes, doing what I got to do. So I would definitely be optimistic on that front. But when it comes to, like, people's behavior, like how they move, how they do things, I'd be like, prove it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. If you're somebody that's bad with money or, you know, you just show patterns of screwing up, eventually I'm going to just be like, you go screw up.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I don't believe in people.
Yeah.
But I'm optimistic about my life. Like, I'm optimistic about.
Optimistic about, yeah, about what
yeah.
what I got going on.
I'm very optimistic.
You
could
call
that.
Me that. But like, when it even, comes to others, I'm yeah. like.
No, with other people, I don't believe in you for nothing. Because people just, they just be messing up. But, like, for me, I'm very, if something happens to me, mm-hmm. I'm never like, oh, I'm like, oh right. yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, it'll work out. Or even when people be like, how do you know you're going to make it? I'm like, because I am.
Right.
Like, I just know.
And I'm optimistic, too, when it comes to, like, people, like, if they're looking for a job. I'm like, you'll get one. Just keep going.
Yeah.
So I am optimistic in that front as well. Like, you know, everybody failed. Just try again. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I use my optimism for positivity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not optimistic when somebody, like you said, is constantly doing. Then I'm like, all right, yeah. well, I'm not optimistic about that because of what you've shown, though.
Right.
If I never known record. You, yeah, up front, you was like, I'm going to go for this job. I'm like, you ain't going to get that job.
Yep, I'm all in initially. Yeah. Until you show me that you be doing that, I'll be like,
yeah.
all right.
So, yeah, you have to make me change up. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to be optimistic about everything else, just not you.
Right.
And that's your fault because you have shown me. It's not even about optimism. That goes to the me being a realist.
Realist.
I know.
Right. Watching patterns.
That's just what's going to happen.
Behaviors and patterns just show you a lot. And so, you know, and I know people can, you know, rise above them, but usually I look at the patterns. So, but when it comes to optimism, when it comes to me, I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Do you think that people are either optimists or pessimists? You think that'll change? You think it's set?
I don't think it's set. I don't think it's set. You know, some people are not. Like, I know.
Because I feel like that could rub off on people, too.
Oh!
If you already around people that's always like, yeah. And they'd be like, you know what? Yeah.
In this game we're in, it's mad pessimists out here. Like, I've seen mad comedians pessimistic 24 hours a day. They getting gigs. They on TV, still complaining, still pessimistic. And I'll be like, yo.
And I don't want to be around them.
I got to space myself out from that. Because I'm just like, what are you complaining about? Like, you know, there's always something. And I'm just like, all right. The glass is always half empty with you. Even though you're doing all of this, you still, I'm like, ugh.
And that's not even being a realist. Being a realist is you audition and being like, oh, I can get it or I can't.
Yeah.
But being optimistic about it, but I think I will. But if I don't, I ain't tripping.
Right.
You know? But the pessimist would be like, I ain't going to get it. Right. Every time I go out, I just.
Right.
And I'd be like, get away from me. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't think that's useful sometimes to have a person being like, hey, guys, maybe we should double check the blueprint before we build this? because
yeah, but that's realistic. That's yeah. That's just not being stupid.
That's you know precaution.
I mean? Yeah, precaution is fine. I mean, you should have. I'm very optimistic, but I'm not fly by the seat of my pants. Throw right. caution to the wind. You know, I believe something would happen, but you got to do the steps to make that happen. I'm not just gonna right. be like, let's just jump out this window mm-hmm. of this 32. We gonna live? No, we're not.
No,
we're
we
not.
Need
we're
to double
not
check.
Gonna live.
We need to double check. We ain't got to check the parachutes. Just jump. You know what I'm saying? But that right there, that's precaution. Like making sure we good.
Yeah. Now with that realism thing that you were saying, someone could make the argument, not me, I'm just playing devil's advocate,
mm-hmm.
but that if you've really seen bad things happen over and over again, does your realism come off as pessimism?
It can come off as that.
And you might really be pessimistic because this is what life has taught you to be.
Yeah.
So they just be like, you know what? Just from what I've seen in life, stuff just goes bad. That's just how it goes.
But mine is a case by case basis. You know what I'm saying? Because some pessimists, they take it in every aspect of their life. Like, yeah, this. But when you got like a specific case, like, oh, she be hanging in there in the beginning, then she falls off every time. Then that's a, you know, specific. But then I'm back to optimism over here. Pessimists, they all across the board, everything is.
Before it even happens, they don't even get a chance. Like, it is before.
You just won the competition. That's because there wasn't nobody really in there this time.
You know, I don't like the people who don't even, like, try because of pessimism. Like, they're so pessimistic, they don't even try things. Hey, we want to go do. Nah, I'm just going to fail anyway. It's like, God, well, at least try.
That's what pessimism sounds like to me. Kendrick likes the pessimism, I see.
No? Is it? Nah. Nah, not so much. Let's not go that far.
Yeah. I took a poll on Instagram real quick.
Oh, I didn't even do it.
On if I was if they saw me as optimistic. Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know me like that, but let's see what the poll is saying.
Daddy. Yes.
Hey, hold tight. Let me see what the people. Oh crap! Let me see what the people talking about up in here.
Yes.
Do you think I'm an optimist? Is what I say. 80% say yes. 20% says no.
The no are pessimists.
Let me look at the
no. Yeah. They're like, no,
they was like, and then they voted.
Pessimists all sound like the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond and me.
Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett. Nice guy.
Oh, super nice guy.
So nice.
Super nice guy.
So it's so funny that he plays that character.
Oh, yeah.
And then in real life, he's like, hey.
He's the complete opposite.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, and other news. A lack of self-control during adolescence is not uniquely human.
Hmm.
These two researchers studied it across animal species, and they say that pretty much all primates go through similar impulsive behavior. Now, in order for this to have survived, there has to be a usefulness in it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, only the smart kids, not smart kids, but only the, you know, librarian kids who aren't taking any risks would have made it.
Uh-huh.
So, Tony and Keon, what do you think the benefits of impulsiveness in teenagers are?
Hmm.
I mean, you got to take your lumps in life. So, you got to learn. You learn lessons. You learn lessons when sometimes we do some dumb stuff or, you know, some stuff. And then sometimes it works out. It creates a lack of fear. You know what I mean? Like, if you just be trying stuff, win or lose, you're like, but I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not as scary as, like, oh, is it going to work out? I don't know.
But that could have negative effects, everything.
Yeah,
now you're on crack. Now you're on meth. Now you done killed yourself. You're sniffing paint, glue, whatever. So that's the negative side of just, you know, taking those chances and risks. And you could create a permanent rift with your parents, depending on how bad your impulses were, how much you were doing. So there's levels to it, I guess, you know. And primates, I'm not surprised, because they always look like they bad. Like, when I watch, like, primates, they look like they always acting out, throwing shit. You know what I'm saying?
We're primates.
That's what I'm talking about I'm talking about like chimps and yeah. You know what I mean? So when I look at them, I'm like, they'd be up to no good out here.
Oh, chimps is bad as
hell. I'm definitely not surprised to hear that. You know, they'd be acting impulsive. Because throwing shit at somebody is just disrespect. Any way you slice it, any species, that's just disrespect. And they do it. They love it. And I'm just like, oh, this is how they are.
You don't think that right in the comment section, stick to comedy isn't the human version of throwing shit at somebody?
No. I think that's more.
That's more of a stay in your place, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's always a certain type of people saying it.
Right.
So it's definitely
every time a somebody hint of says racism stick to there. Comedy.
Yeah.
And I go to their page.
It's the same type of person.
American flag in there. You know what I'm saying? I go further. They hunting Trump. You know, it's a similar, you know, vibe. Every time they say stick to comedy, I go to the page.
Every time.
There it is.
And what's so ridiculous is, like, the person you love to death and you praise is a businessman turned reality star. You didn't tell him to stick to that. Now he's the president.
Right.
Why I got to stick to it?
Stick to reality TV. Yeah. No. He's the greatest president of all time.
So why don't you just say, hey, colored, stop talking. Because I don't want to hear what you're saying. Just entertain me and dance for me. That's what that is.
That's where
stick to comedy comes from. Mm-hmm. We're not stupid. Mm-hmm. We know what that means.
What impulsive things did y'all do as teenagers?
I remember I smoked cigarette butts in the ashtray. I got to build up to it. It was like cigarette butts in the ashtray. Me and Leon was just like, yeah, we smoking. And then I drank wine early. This was in front of my mom, though. It was just like, yeah, let me taste this Blue Nun. And then I fell out of the chair, acting like I was immediately drunk. And then my mom was dating this one guy. We went to his house, and in the basement, he had a bar down there. So I was drinking, and then I was like, ugh. I don't know if I was really drunk, but I was, ugh. He had a beanbag down there. It was a nice environment in that basement, man. That could have been a good dude for my mom, but we ruined it. We never saw him again. We was down there drinking in his bar. And so stuff like that, you know, Impulse City. I'm sure I got other examples.
My Impulse stuff was always group, you know, like you and your boys, like, let's go over here today. It's like,
yeah.
All right, let's just go. And then we end up, now I'm coming home late. So I had I missed something I was supposed to be at because you got sidetracked doing here. And after a while, my dad was like, he started timing how long. Like, he did the walk to school. He was like, it should take you this long to get home. Because y'all just be, why is it taking
you? But you got the wide steps, Dad. Yeah. You be stepping wide.
School get out, you know, 2:25. We get home at like 5-something. He's like, where have y'all been?
No, man.
Like, what are y'all doing? Oh, we just stopped by. Because what happens is somebody's like, yo, let's cut to my house real quick.
Yeah.
And then from there, let's invite somebody over. And then from there, it's like, let's cut to this person's house. And then you look up, it's like, oh, it's almost time for dinner. My parents are going to be here. And it's like, ah.
Yep.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
We used to do this, too, as kids, which is sexual assault now. But we used to grab booties when we were younger.
Like on the wood.
We would grab booties. And, you know, we give me a hug. And we would grab the booty and be like. And that was the thing. It was just like, you know, now I'm just like, we could have been locked up.
Yeah.
But then it was just, we grabbed booties. If you didn't get stolen, you
might have a chance.
And so that was very impulsive.
Like, jumping off stuff was very impulsive.
Jumping off the roof.
I stayed jumping. Just for, it's so dumb. Yep. You think you make that? I'll do it right now.
Yeah. The so dare, dumb. The all of that?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just jumping off stuff.
Yeah.
You could have been a stuntman, though.
No, after when I started, like I said, I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Everything, it got to a point in my life where everything was about sports. So I was like, I can't do this, or this. Even in school, I was like, I got to get a certain amount of grades. That's when I stopped.
Sports.
Yeah, that's when I stopped, like, doing everything that everybody else was doing. Because I was like, nah, I'm actually trying to do something with this. And y'all, you're like, we're going to go smoke. I'm good. And we're going to go drink. I'm good. Like, I can't. I got to focus on.
You being responsible.
Here. I was like, I'm going to. But the optimism is like, man, you ain't going to get it. Yeah, I am, dog. I'm going to be just because you ain't. Yeah. I will. ain't nobody gonna come out of here and go, ain't nobody checking for him. Yeah. I was like, nah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and work on this.
I used to be impulsive too when it came to fights. I used to just steal on people. You know, they just be getting on my nerves. Sock up.
That's assault.
It is, but it's impulsive.
Assault you described.
Tony was a jailbird waiting to happen.
I'm telling you, man, it was just impulsive. And everybody else was impulsive. That time I fought Gerald Meyer, and we on the ground fighting, and they jumped both of us. It was Impulse City, man.
That's just ridiculous.
Why are you jumping us
that
both?
Every time you tell that story, I'm like, that is ridiculous.
I'm like, what are y'all doing? I was looking up like, what? They are had y'all doing this?
That had nothing to do with nothing. They just got caught up in.
Somebody fight, man. Let's kick them both. They're down on the ground. I was like, oh, y'all
make
trash.
No kind of sense.
Yeah, I remember looking up.
That's bloodthirst.
From the beat down. I was like.
When's the last time you got in a fight? Both of you.
Oh, college.
Man. High school, probably.
High school and college. Like my sophomore year, freshman year of college, and then like my senior year in high. Like age pretty much 17 and 18 was the last time I was like fighting people. Man. After that, I almost got in one fight in my senior year of college, something like that. The basketball was like the whole basketball team versus the whole wrestling team.
Good old group.
But I think that was like, might have been like a little racial. I think it just like came to a head, like we just sick of y'all shit. And then it became like a whole thing.
You got to be careful with that. They'll take you to the ground, the wrestling team.
Yeah. Well, we wasn't about to wrestle with them. We broke off. You know how you have the towel racks? Mm-hmm. Ours is metal. We took the metal parts out the towel racks. We grabbed what? We was like, we're not finna do this. We're going for blood.
Yeah.
Everybody had like stuff in their backpack, bottles. Like we was like,
once you get close encounters with the wrestling team, they got
I'm not finna tussle with you. I'm about to hit you with this pipe. If he dies, he dies. Like we wasn't.
Assault.
That's assault. Assault with a deadly weapon.
But I was optimistic that I would get away with it.
It was in the moment. I definitely had some close calls in college, like a bunch. Like, you know, we'd be at a party, whatever. We almost fought the football team, me and my boys.
Oh.
And I remember when it went down, you know what I'm saying? We all squared up and everybody, like, you know, paired off. And so, and it was funny, like, you know, my pair off was this dude named Sam, who I become great friends with later on down the line. But in the moment, he was just like, you know, the football team, we going at it. Sam's about 6'5". So I was just like, this is who I'm paired up with. All right, here we go, man. And I, you know, for some reason, I would rather fight somebody that big. I don't know. I feel like I got a good chance because I'm going to be quicker than them. That's what I automatically think. And so I was just like, but I was like, damn, man, him? You know, I was looking at everybody else matchup. I was like, it's, you know, but we thought it was about to go down. But it was a lot of, like, close calls in college, but that never really, you know, cracked off. But high school was the last, like, you know, actual connections on the fights.
None of these comedy clubs where everyone's drinking, never a fight there?
Nah. It was a couple. I remember this one night I shredded this dude in the audience up because he was trying to talk, you know. And so shredded him up, threw him on the grill, and then which I don't like doing, but, you know, I'll do it. And, like, after the show, I went outside and I saw him back there, like, waiting, like he was – he was plotting on me like, oh, you was funny on that little stage. Now what's up? I felt the energy, and I saw him, like, lingering. But now I was, like, talking to people, and then he just kind of just faded off. So he's like, maybe he was like, you know what, never mind. And so that was probably, like, a close call right there. That's all I can really think of right now because, you know, it could pop off at any moment at a comedy club, you know, live show. People get offended, you know what I mean? So I think about that often. Like, man, what if it cracked off right here?
You be worried about that, though?
I think about it. I don't worry about it, but I'll be like, man, because anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody can really take offense. And we've seen videos where dudes, you know, they attack a comedian. And like,
really?
There's a video of this comedian named Steve Brown. Dude came on stage and was trying to get at him, swinging the mic stand, everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. You know, but that's a rare case, but it's a live show. Anything could, you know, pop off. Somebody can get offended. You know, you never know.
Anytime there's drinking, I used to work in a bar. And the
liquor, too?
Yeah.
Especially some of the hood spots we do. At any moment, you could be like, man, grab him up. Yeah, some arguing in the corner, you know what I'm saying? A full brawl could crack off, you know?
My bad. I couldn't take that smell anymore. I was trying to hold out. I was like, he stinks. And I saw him over here doing it, too, and I was like, just hold it.
Was he looking at you while he was doing it?
Nah, he does, like, this little dance. He does, like, a mini. Huh.
That's funny. Wow.
Well, that brings us to our first audience question. Amazing Grace 863 asks, when do you guys think a grown-up decision is a grown-up decision? 15 or 16 makes the decision to kill, it's an adult punishment. Although if they make the decision to have sex with an adult, they're looked at as babies.
Huh.
It's weird.
I feel like the other way around. You see, when they kill somebody, they did that. You know, they actually took a choice from somebody else. You know what I mean? When it comes to having sex, I feel like with an adult, I feel like they were the victim in that case. Mm-hmm. Like the adult should have known better than to have sex with a child. When we're young, you know what I'm saying, we don't always think like that. You know, we were like, man, if a grown woman wanted to have sex with me while I was a kid, I'd have been all in. I was like, yeah, sure. She's 45. She's fine, though. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's wrong, on my young end, I'd have been like, yeah, do whatever you want. Not knowing I'm a victim of, you know, this is technically molestation.
Oh, yeah. At 15, 16, yeah, any grown
you
woman
you could
have
molested
like,
the crap out of me as an attractive woman.
There were several grown
Miss
women.
Miss Brown could have had every piece of me. Miss Dill, go to work in the classroom during recess. But, you know, on her end, she's in the wrong for sure. So those two examples are kind of different.
But when it comes to the murder part, I think it depends on the crime, too, and, like, the situation. And, like, there's other parts rather than just a killing.
Was it just, like, a regular fight that went too far? And then
yeah, or was it, like, self-defense? Or was it, like, you know, like, I feel like you shouldn't automatically be tried as an adult. It has to depend on the situation.
I think this question was from the episode we did where the brother killed his sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he sounds like a lunatic, though. Like, from not just, that wasn't an impulse. Like, he tried, and then the pre-stuff they had said, you know, it's like, gotta get that guy off the streets. Like, he doesn't sound like he's wrapped too tight.
I'll give one example. You know the president of France, his wife used to be his teacher. Macron. That's why everyone makes fun of her being so much older.
Teacher in what grade?
I think sometime in high school. They do it different there. They do like A levels, O levels. Uh-huh. So President Macron, I think he probably knew what was going on because he was going to be the president of France. You know,
right.
He's like, this is the teacher I want. So they were married in 2007. So I can imagine what she looked like. This is what she looked like now. He's like
okay.
The youngest president of France ever.
All right, you know, a little something. How old is she and how old is he?
Okay, so she's 66. He is, let's see, 41.
Oh, 25 years. That's a lot.
Okay. She was definitely his teacher.
Yeah. And they were married, it says.
She put the leg on the desk. So in what way the Revolutionary War keep it like,
So 2007. So 2007.
That was just 10
years
ago.
She was actually his teacher. They're not just making jokes about this. This is.
I think that's how they met.
They got married 10 years ago?
12. So.
Oh, you said 2006. I'm tripping. Wait, what did you say?
2007.
2007.
They got married in 2007.
And you said she's 66 now.
Yeah.
So it's 56. She was 54 when they got married. And then he was 30, 20-something.
This story doesn't seem that bad.
I mean.
He just might be
I still need to know what.
Well, yeah, what age is
what
she
class.
His teacher?
If it was college, then it's fair game.
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
I don't think professors should be manipulating grades and such.
Oh hell no!
Based off it, but
in terms of dating,
I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? High school is when it's like, hey, what's going on here?
And even high school, some seniors are 18. It's true, though. Legally, it's true.
It's true. And teachers be coming in young sometimes, just in their 20s.
I didn't even realize the age and behaviors of teachers until we got to the age where our friends was being. I was like, wait, you teaching high school? You're 24. Yeah. How are you teaching a high school class?
Because we always thought the teachers was mad
yeah,
old.
And we was, you just think that. And then yeah. you're like, hold on. Like, I see 26. My friends teaching. I'm like, you barely older than that.
Right.
So a lot of that stuff makes sense now. Like, you look back at the fine teachers, I was like, I bet they was like 5 years older than us.
Miss Brown was fine. And Miss Deal, her breath was horrible, though.
Miss Brown, if you're listening to this, Tony's of age now.
She was.
I didn't have any fine black teachers.
Man, I had those.
But two. I didn't have a lot of black teachers either. We had, and all our black teachers, they were older.
That's fine.
Or male.
I had all black teachers growing up. I had like two white teachers. Before I left Chicago, I had two white teachers. Everybody else was black. Predominantly black women. And I had one male, black male teacher, Mr. Bishop. And that was only because I went over there to summer school. And he was not about them game.
We had Mr. Manyweather, who's actually married to a white lady. And we had some of our principals was black. Because we had four. We had like a main principal and then a vice principals for each house in the school. Mm. And then my middle school teacher principal was black, though.
Okay.
Principal of the whole school. I remember she came around the neighborhood and met all the black families. So she came to our house. So it was like, you know, I'm in fifth grade going to sixth. Mm. So we get on campus. We was like, yeah, the principal was at our house. You know what I mean? Just hanging out like a regular. You know, when you were a kid, teachers, you didn't think they was regular.
No.
They were not regular people.
No. Not at all.
And then you become an adult and you get it. Like when on them days my teachers are just tired. Nah, I know you was hungover.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you was just sleepy.
You party last night.
You was drunk as hell. That's why you had your coffee and told everybody to shut up. Yep. You had
out
a hangover
with the crank. You had a fight with your boyfriend last night. Now you're taking it out on us.
It says here that Mr. McCrone met his wife when he was 15 and started having an affair with her when he was 16.
Oh.
And she was 39, married, mother of three.
Oh.
Man, treachery.
That is cold game.
That's filth.
Yeah, it is.
That's scandal.
You don't think that someone is the president of France, who made his own party, is strong enough at 15 to say, this is what I want?
No, but she was married with kids.
Yeah, she was manipulative as
and
hell.
And he was still a minor.
You don't believe it could have been true love? Because they're still together.
I mean, it's definitely something there.
Yeah.
But the origin story. Remember that one teacher
that, like, one of the first ones that blew up for smashing a kid? And then she had two babies by him, and then they together now? But, like, still, you got in there early.
It's trash. That's treachery right there. And imagine being the husband on the other side. You having an affair with a 16-year-old?
That's an L.
We got kids!
And how old are the kids?
We got kids!
You know, I'm going to have to look that up.
That's a smooth there. That dude's confidence is crushed.
You know what?
Here
honestly, her having kids makes it more creepy.
You think so?
Yeah, because you got kids. You looking at your kids' friends like you look at grown men. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Nothing's off the table for you, man.
Oh, y'all want to have a sleepover? Sleep in my room.
She's taking advantage of the sleepover kids.
Oh, her children are not much older than him. One's 35. One's 42.
See?
Wow.
She's just a pedophile.
Basically.
One's 44. So what did we just say? That he was 41?
See?
The kid's friends, I don't know if she got sons or whatever, but, you know, they go over there. Your mom is cool. And little do they know, they could have took mom down. It's a lot of creepiness out there.
Yeah.
It goes down.
I'm just saying, maybe I believe in true love. I'm not going to say that just because it seems to be
true
love to me.
I wanted to smash some of my friend's mom, but that wasn't no love.
It was pure smash.
I was just like, she got a booty, man. She picking us up from school and them leggings again. I'm sitting in
and
the back.
That president, he wasn't looking at her like true love.
Nah.
Either. He wanted to smash.
He wanted to smash the homie's mom.
Later on, he was just like, I really like this older woman.
Yeah.
I really like Mildred.
At first, he was just a pervert and she was a pedophile.
Yep.
He wasn't even a pervert. He was just 15. He was a kid.
She definitely
at the top of his hormonal rage. And she was like, hey, young man.
She was definitely.
Phil.
She molested him.
Yeah. He just don't.
She
I mean,
molested
he's good with
her
it.
Future husband.
It's factual.
Well, it's got we're gonna fight it out in the comment section. People, do you think it's true love or is it molestation?
Definitely molested. But
you can get true love out of molestation. Yeah.
And it might have been a molestation that he wanted. I mean, he clearly wanted. Like I said, I had a friend's mom. Woo. She know too. Oh man. She was so fine. We used to purpose. They would pick us up from school. We would every time we'd act like we didn't know how to push the seat up so we could get in the back, so she'd have to get out and push it up. We'd be like, yes. Badass. She was so fine. She knows who she is.
She still look like that?
Nah, she older now.
Just because you're older. She's older.
Yeah.
66.
Yeah, look at her, though. She's terrible.
She looks pretty
decent.
She
look way better than her. She looks 60 awful. 60-something. She looks terrible.
No.
She looked awful.
Let me re-up on this picture.
And I was like, ugh.
For her to be in the 60s, though, I was like,
nah, if I'm looking at her and looking at who we like, the Angela Bassett and such, I'm like,
well, Angela Bassett
she still look good.
Angela's fine.
Yeah, she still looks good.
This lady is not good looking. Look at that. There's nothing attractive about this.
Trump said something about her. He said that.
Look, he didn't look again. He's like,
oh. There's nothing attractive about this.
The wig from the wig to the heavy. Come on.
She's still fit.
She's fit.
I want to see what she looked like years past. Because I feel like she's not my flavor, but I can see the appeal.
I actually think she. Let's see. Her daughters are very pretty.
Let's take a look at the daughters. How old are they?
They're his. Okay, so this is her young. This is them together young.
No, I still don't see it. What did he want?
Maybe her personality.
Nah, that was him wanting some older lady. That's why you know it's wrong. Like, that was just him wanting some old. She manipulated that man.
Oh, this is the. I did a voiceover to them before.
You did?
Yeah. Because him and Trump was shaking hands for mad long. I didn't even put together that was them. Oh, that's funny.
I think, and this might be because I'm female and naive, but I think maybe her personality.
There's definitely something there for him to stay with her all this time.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying at the root of it, molestation.
Sure.
And at the root of him being a teenage boy with the teacher having to hide.
She groomed him, man. Oh, that's a daughter?
That's a daughter.
Oh, they're way better looking than her.
So, you usually tell what the mom looks like by how the daughter looks.
Or the dad could be
a really
good looking dude.
Sometimes moms be looking completely different.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I have a friend who's very attractive. And her mom is one of the most hurt people I've ever seen. So I don't know how. So it made me. It made me feel weird because my natural thought was like, well, what the daddy look like? He must be gorgeous. And I felt weird having that thought because I was like, the mom's just so bad. This dude has to be gorgeous for her to look like this. Because there's no way she got anything from her.
That's funny. Okay.
Oh, man.
It happens.
That's
why I don't like seeing single moms or like moms by themselves. With cute kids, because it makes me be like, well, what the dad look like? I feel like that's rude for you to go out by yourself and put me in this predicament.
Because I really feel like, you know, we are a product of a combo, a collab. So in my case, I look just like my mom. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like she had me by herself. Like when I look at the dad, I'll be like, oh, I don't really see, you know what I'm saying? But in some cases, you really get a complete combo of both parents, and then you can create, you know, a better looking child than either of the parents. So it just, but I see a lot of parent moms that be like, man, I would never know y'all was related.
I think
same with the dad too. Same with the dads too. You know what I mean? It just depends.
I think I'm 60% my mom and 40% my dad. Keon, what do you think?
More my mom. I have all my dad's. I have his shoulders, his nostrils. I got my mom's nose. But I have some of his features, but I look like my mom. But both my brothers look like my dad.
I met your brother, Keith. He's really cool.
He looks just like my dad, a darker version of my dad. And then Kyron looks dead on my dad. And then the boys, they used to look just like Cody, and now they're starting to look like me. But, I mean, a better, way better looking version. I'm the ugliest person in my house. Like, I know this. And like, it's a fact. It's just a fact. We'd be taking family pictures. I'd be like, just crop me out. Just, why am I here? Why am I here? There's no point in me being here. It's ridiculous.
Well, that kind of brings us to our next question by Justin Walker. Kinda. What do you think is the biggest reason most people have kids? Do you think there is an instance where deciding to have children is an unselfish act? Because I currently don't want children, and honestly, I wouldn't want to bring a child into this world knowing how messed up it is.
I mean, that's fair. They can feel that way. There's nothing wrong with that.
They could definitely be. Knowing the state of affairs the world is in, it's definitely selfish to want to bring a child into that. We don't know how much time we got left, honestly. Especially with the rainforest on fire. Oh, we just in a fast-paced race to get ourselves out of here.
I'm glad that there's people like that, though, like, because for the people who be doing too much, the people who be having hella kids. So you need the ones that be like, I don't want kids.
If there's someone who's smart enough to say, I don't want kids, the world's messed up, don't you think he would be a better parent than someone who says, I should have 10 kids?
He'd probably be a great parent. It's because he has that foresight and thought to be like, man, you know, he's thinking, you know, long term, bigger picture. That's great.
There's a ton of people who should not have
great
kids.
Attributes.
There's so many people that should not. I know people. I'd be like, why? There's, you should not be a parent, like, at all.
But it's a very, I respect the reasoning.
Yeah, no.
See, Sabrina thinks like that.
She does?
Yeah, she's like, man, I don't want to bring no child into this. The uncertain future? Like, why would you do that?
We've always had uncertain futures.
That's factual, but
yeah, but
I've always wanted kids, though. I just thought I wanted more than I actually have now, and now I'm done.
I thought I always wanted three, but I was like,
I thought I wanted three because there was three of us. So I thought I wanted three, and then after this one, I was like, no, I don't want any more.
Two was good.
Now you're the third born, right? Mm-hmm. So in order for you to exist, your mom had to decide to have three.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't you have three?
No. Yeah.
You're the firstborn?
I was first. So I've already extended. But I just needed one. Yeah, we'd have been good. So.
Okay, so.
Good with two. Two is, to me, it's I've seen people with multiple kids. One, I don't have the time. I honestly don't have the time. And I've always felt I don't want nannies raising my kids. And every people, I remember we saw this mom in Costco. She had like four with her. And Cody was pregnant with him. And we was like, so what's that like? And she was like, honestly, once you're outnumbered, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, and she just looked like, I just don't care. Like, I don't care. What they was all over the place. She was like, yeah. Because even with a two-parent home, if you have three kids, you're outnumbered. And then when you get to four, like, so it's like two and two, it's easier to maintain. And two of them, all they do really all day is fight anyway and wrestle. And I just have to break stuff up, and then it's pretty much it. They're getting more and more violent. I think I'm doing something wrong.
No, you're not.
They are so violent.
Nah.
They are so violent.
Baker boys is violent.
I mean, my brother's violent. So I'm like, that's what brothers do.
I was
just
definitely violent.
All that's day. Just, and I think it's funny. Like, I'll be cracking up. What? I gave you your water.
The next one might be a girl. She might just sit down and read the whole time and figure out global warming.
Nah. Or she could be violent as well.
Exactly.
Doing exactly what they do. You never know.
Molesting her students. I don't know.
All right. So Justin Walker, the consensus seems to be that you'd be a great father, even though you're right and not wanting kids.
Yeah. It's valid. I respect
it. And I'm tired of people putting pressure on people. You should have some kids. People don't want kids. They don't need to have kids.
Exactly.
Like, stop putting pressure on people to have. Are you raising these kids? Are you going to do anything to benefit the raising of these children? You just want people to have kids just to have them? Mm-hmm. Like, that's stupid. There's so many people who have kids just to have them, and they suck as parents. Their kids suck. It's like, you suck as a family.
You suck.
There's so many families that suck as a whole unit. You'd be like, why are y'all here? Like, as a unit, you're trash. Just put on a condom. I get why they're here, because sex is wonderful.
Right.
But strap up. You're not. None of y'all are contributing to this world.
Cotton tube, man. Snip it up.
Snip it up. I'm snipping it up.
So the last question is from Josh Eats. First, Josh would like you to give the idea of military service another chance. He doesn't want you to have any bias against it because of past racism. He says it no longer reflects the current attitudes, and he has benefited greatly from his service. That's just an aside. So respect to
that. It's too late anyway, though.
You 34?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late for me to do military. And I'm in this.
Yeah.
This is it.
That's not even a thought.
Yeah.
But in general, I just want to point that he had said that, and I respect that the military has benefited him greatly.
Oh, yeah. It's benefited my brother and my dad.
It's benefited my brother, retired Air Force. Yeah. You know, benefited him tremendously.
Yeah.
But for me,
coffee.
I'm just not.
Nah, it just wasn't for me.
Nah.
But his question is, did people tell you that you would be a great dad before children? How did that make you feel?
I became a dad so young that never got that chance to even get to that level. You know what I mean? Like, I was 20, 21, 22. So it was like, people weren't having those type of conversations and thoughts yet. You know what I mean? So it was just like, I beat everybody to the actual, you know, you make a great dad. Like, if I was without kids when I'm like 30, people would be like, man, you make a great dad. But since I was already a father, it was like, oh, all right, Tony, you got kids. So, you know, I feel like I beat everybody to it. For me. You know what I mean? And even say, I still don't consider myself a great father. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, I always feel like, I could have did a little bit better here, maybe here. You know what I'm saying? I'm always like, I could have improved here and there. You know, but the kids seem.
Yeah, the kids are great.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do too much, then it takes away.
Right. But internally, I'm not like, hey, I'm the father of the year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not.
I don't think any dads do that. I haven't met a dad.
Some dads either. Be thinking they the shit.
Like, only dads I ever met are the reflective dads. Like, the same thing. Ah, man, if I could have just.
Yeah.
If I could have just did this.
From the outside looking in, like, you were fantastic. Ah, you know what I'm saying? It's like that athlete had been like, scored 42 points. Yeah, but I could have, you know what I'm saying?
I missed three free throws.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Free throw percentage was all. I took that three when I shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying? I made reckless decisions. It happened to go in, but you know.
My only goal is for them to be better than me in all aspects. If I do that, I feel like that's a good parent. If your kid, even if your kids are just a little better than you, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Even athletics?
Yeah, anything. If your kids, the goal is to leave the next one in better shape, next generation in better shape than you were. So, like, my dad, we all consider him a great dad because we're all doing fine. We're doing better than he did. Like, so we're like, yeah, you did a good job. And I want mine to do better. Whether it's a tiny step or you become the richest, most philanthropist-giving, just nicest person ever, like, as long as they do better than you did your job. You did good.
Yeah, man.
Or at least the same if you was a dope person, you know what I mean? At least the same.
Follow the suit. Keep that same energy.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan's kid can't be better than him.
He can be. He can be a better person.
He can be a better person, but he can't be better in athletics than
no,
him.
But he can be a better person. He can be a better businessman. He definitely could be a better GM. Jordan is trash at drafting. Anybody could be a better GM than Jordan. God, he sucks.
Obama's kids.
They could be better than
they
him.
They could be better than him in other aspects. They might not even get into politics, but they could be better at what, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with the schools they're going to and what they know, they actually could be way better than them.
I just think it puts a lot of pressure on the kid if you have, like, a great father, like, or a great
but
mother.
But, like, even when you look at Obama's kid, they're already doing better. They grew up better. So he already did his job.
The better upgbringing?
Yeah. You know they grew up, you know, financially better, like worldly better. Like even though he was Hawaii.
Oh, the parental tip is better?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he
was single. Yeah. So he already, with his they're father. Already better.
But that's sort of
like you're talking about a job. But in life, they are doing better than he was growing
right.
up.
But if you have disadvantage of a child, like as a child, like he did, then you overcome that to become great.
Sometimes.
But sometimes if you don't, a lot of times.
Nepotism is a real thing. Look how many people are killing off nepotism.
All right. I just feel that
you know?
Disadvantage as a child does help you later. So trying to give
it
your kid everything.
It can or it could make it worse.
No, you don't give your kid everything, but I'm saying his kids have already grown up better than him and Michelle did. They're just because of what they did. And then you hope they accomplish more. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got to get out of here, y'all. That's been another episode of Daddy Issues. If you have questions, ask us in the YouTube page in the comment section. We'll tackle them on the show. I'd like to thank everybody that sent in the questions. Thanks for listening. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. You can find me on Tony Baker Comedy. Everything. Keon.
Keon Poli on everything. And if we are doing the shows,
We'll be in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando Improv.
This weekend.
Thursday through Sunday?
Thursday through Sunday at the Orlando Improv.
Pull up.
Six shows. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the weather is it's not frightful. We'll be there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hot out there. Lord have mercy. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, good. Cool. Yeah. I don't want to do nothing.
Man. All right. But, Maya, thank you once again.
My pleasure.
And we'll see y'all next time, man. We out here.
Hurry up.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.